Back, friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. You're listening to Eric the Freedom Screamer on Resurrect the Republic. Tom has taken the night off. He shall return. We got Gary and Chris and Dave on the line. I just wanted to remind people, one of the sponsors of this broadcast sent me a couple of really nice, well, they're more than samples. They're actually full bottles of Pruitt's tree resin. And this stuff works great. I tried it myself to make sure that it really works before I decided I was going to attach my name to it. And the stuff is really amazing. I've heard for a long time that ancient tree resin, as well as bee propolis, but particularly ancient tree resin for topical use and also use in canker sores, and you can use it on the inside of your nose or in an ear infection. The stuff that they sent me that's the super PAV is incredibly powerful to get rid of any toenail fungus you might have. They have a cocoa oil formula, cocoa resin, it's tall, that's awesome. It's a little lighter, a bit of an oil. And then they have the pure tree resin, which has nothing else but the tree resin. And then they have the stuff stabilized with olive oil and petrolatum, refined so it's clean, and for wounds and injuries. And so I'll run down the quick list. It's good for bruises, cuts, abrasions, any type of, what was I going to say? I'm trying to figure out, my dog had a little kind of a wart growing on his back, and I put it on there, and the thing's completely disappearing right now. It looks like it's really healing in a good way. It's not crusting up and re-cracking or anything like that. It's really awesome. Bullet wounds, I've heard it works on bullet wounds. You should have it in your bug out pack at least, and or use it on a regular basis. It has any cuts or injuries you might have, or natural things if you want to take away certain and any type of skin, anything to do with anything topical, and it's not meant to drink, but you can use it in the sinuses and in the ears, and it's awesome stuff. And like I said, it worked on my dog here, and that's a big deal for me. Because I'm a big dog person out there. I believe in taking good care of your pets. If you're a responsible pet owner, I know we have a listener who donates to my research and activism out in Oregon, who had problems with people who are not responsible dog owners, and the poor lady got bit. And she wants the people to keep their dogs cool, and they should. I keep my dogs tight. I used to be one of those persons who let their dogs run free and just would do whatever. That's not cool. So it's you got to keep the dog, keep your pets tight and take good care of them. If we use this tree resin, one other thing, they have leather care, probably the best I've ever used. And I have had big issue problems with leather, using all different kinds of oil that eventually turns moldy if you store it. But this stuff is great, and it's called, they call it Mountain Man Leather Care. So go to PruittsTreeResin.com. That's Pruitt, P-R-U-I-T-T. Please, if you're going to support, if you're going to do something with money, this Christmas holiday, why go out and buy a piece of Chinese junk for someone you supposedly love when you could buy something from a patriot family, a Christian family, a very activist family that walks the walk as well as talking the talk? Not only do they make the product, they're involved politically and have helped a lot of people get out of situations with corrupt courts and corrupt the government agents of the government, various sorts. And it's just a great family. Everything's made in America, clean ingredients, and it the stuff really works, and it's worked for me. Try it and you see what it thinks, people. But I wouldn't promote it if it wasn't really good people and a really, really good product. I just wouldn't do it. I'd find an excuse to nicely say, no, I don't, I'll pass on that. But the stuff's awesome and it works great. and it's healing up my little guy here who had a small growth on his back, and it's taking that away. So that just makes it awesome. So, you know, go there, check it out, and spend some money there. Don't spend your money on garbage. And support the broadcasters who are risking their lives to attempt to bring you as much truth as possible. Nothing is held back here. Everything is on the table. And that's what makes the broadcast on this network unique. In the next coming days, hopefully Friday, I'm going to have, and I cleared this with Tom to make sure he's okay with it, I'm going to, at least for the second hour, I'm going to have a special guest on. And it's going to be, I've heard some of his stuff before, and some of our listeners may be familiar with him. But and I think it'll blow your mind, some of the evidence, and historical. And we're going to have an interesting night Friday, hopefully. And if not, we'll just be the usual crew. But I'm going to try to bring some really interesting guests here. I'm not big on guests because there are not too many of them that interest me. And we got a lot of other fish to fry. I'd rather keep people kind of fired up to go out and do something tomorrow than, you know, kick back too much and listen. And a lot of other broadcasts do guests, you know, so I don't like getting too repetitive. You know, people can catch stuff elsewhere. But the research that this man does is unique. I think if I can bring it to a few new ears and get him some new listeners, so to speak, and people the truth out to just even a few extra people every night, new listeners pile in all the time. And new people out there who are steady, hardcore people, man, you can promote this network and this broadcast by getting out there and posting a link to this broadcast or a file that way people can download it easily and listen to the broadcast and make it out accessible to people. Go to any website you want. Everyone has a comment section. Post a comment. Post a little kind of an ad. You don't have to make it look like an ad. You want to stay within the parameters of whatever the website is doing. You know, so make it on topic. Make a comment and then broadcast the link. Here's more truth can be found here. So you can, if you can't afford to donate or buy a product, please at least be a promoter of the Republic Broadcasting Network and this broadcast, which is we can follow us at Freedom Scream Radio. I got cut off by the break there a little quick, so I wanted to repeat that, and I wanted to thank Sovereign Man. Before we get back to Dave, real quick, I'm going to give Dave about two more minutes, wrap up his thoughts. Hang on, Dave. And then we're going to get back to Gary's thoughts on the organic farming, which we never got back to. So I'm trying to circle back and finish up all the loose ends here. But yeah, if you want to buy something, go to Pruitt's Tree Resin, and get some good product there. And so we appreciate that. And with that, we're going to get back to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, can you wrap it up in a couple of minutes, quick here, and then we'll get to Gary's comments on organic farming.
Yeah, Tom. Eric. What I'm trying to express here is I'm going to tell you what a tough sheriff is. Okay, as compared to Arpaio, a tough sheriff is a sheriff that'll face off with the feds and escort the feds out of his county at gunpoint if necessary. Okay, it's not a creep like Arpaio that is taking advantage of defenseless, helpless. Listen, and most of them, Eric, they're not these hardcore criminals. Check it out. They're just being detained for ICE. Their status is in limbo. They haven't even committed a crime. They're just being detained for ICE because their immigration status is in limbo. You know that creep Arpaio's from Springfield, Massachusetts? He's another one.
Awesome point there. Let me address some of those points there. There's a pattern, a very disturbing pattern, of tyrannical sheriffs being imported from New York, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. Another example is Glenn Kokonowski from New York is the sheriff of Salina, Kansas. They couldn't find a Kansas person to tab it, and his deputies are doing the Masonic Illuminati Breaking Bad hand sign at a murder scene investigation in the front page of the local paper. And it was bizarre what's going on there. I'll open that one up another time. But a murder of one sister killing the other and then driving her car to one block of the sheriff's house and then getting out and walking to get herself. It was one of the most bizarre murder, and nobody's ever picked it up and run with it. This the murder of the young teenage girl by her sister in Salina, Kansas, and the Masonic hand signals by the deputies in the paper, and it, very disturbing. And, and where's he from? New York. Where's Arpaio from now? You're telling me Springfield, Massachusetts. That does not surprise me. It's not good. And, Dave, I agree. I've been anti-Arpaio for a long time, and only not because I just have some animus and I want to hate cops. It has nothing to do with that. I love a good cop if they're doing public service and hanging out, you know, not bothering anybody all day, unless they're needed. And then we really appreciate them being there and pay them well to risk their lives. Great. That's not what's happening. We have people hunters. They're hunting people every day for minor code violations in any way they can, and that's sick in the head. That's why I have a problem with it. I've been against Arpaio. I've seen it. He was bragging about locking people up in pink jumpsuits in a 120-degree prison camp out in the desert for having two joints of marijuana in their car when they got pulled over. Yeah, he's a pig. He's disgusting. Dave, with that, I'm going to let you go. You're right on the money once again, Dave. Thank you, and I appreciate you calling. With that, I got to get back to Gary in Massachusetts because I made Gary wait on his comments about, I wanted you to pick up back up where you left off, if you can remember, Gary, on the organic farming and the situation with the repair of the land. And the, when we said, give us an analogy, you went right to the blood-sucking leeches that are naturally occurring in the soil to describe the BLM. I thought that was beautiful. So, Gary, back to you, my sir.
Well, the reason these insects and these things are here is to protect us. You see, if you go to a patch of tomatoes, we'll say, and it's full of tomato worms and bugs and everything, okay? You go over where the potatoes are there, and it's full of potato bugs, and on as it goes. The reason they're there, and I'll make it real quick, is they're to eat up the food so we don't eat it. That's the protection that our Father put into creation, you see? But we don't look at it that way. We look at him as our evil little beast. No, when I looked at that, when I first started, yeah, I wasn't concerned of finding a remedy. I looked at it like, yeah, these are these little evil beasts, and we gotta kill these suckers with a fly swatter or something. Well, fly swatters just won't take care of a whole farm or a garden, big garden. It just won't do it. But I'm just saying, this is the protection that our Father gave us. This is bug food, folks. And it won't, you will not survive eating this bug food. So I got the bugs here to clean up the mess for you. Now, when are you going to wake up and smell the roses? And of course, I always go back to my lingo and I get accused of that. That's fine. Let's figure out a remedy to work with the soils and with the things, because we will never be able to afford our medical care. I don't care how much money they put into it. I just had a friend, 45 years of age, do two operations in one day in one of the big hospitals over in Bay City on his heart. It's a serious, serious condition, okay? And we have a serious, serious health care problem. Throwing more money to doctors that are going to find no remedies is absolutely useless, and it's unforgiving. And we did this with the dairy herd. We had a problem. We looked at the remedy. Now, I believe the remedy you have to get rid of the problems of the BLM is to get rid of the BLM. That's it. Now, anybody who wants to argue with that, I can say this. It's an old saying.
Well,
if you continue to do what you've always did, you'll continue to get the same results. And this is what we're about to do. The BLM, or whatever they want to call themselves, whatever they are, the same thing will occur in another 6 months or a year. There'll be some poor devil that doesn't know exactly what he wants, and there's probably a whole bunch of them throwing him in jail who don't have the capacity or the backup and the support of the Bundys and the other folks. So with that, I yield to whoever it is back there, Rick.
Yeah, and Chris, if you want to chime in anytime, that's fine. This is a touchy subject for me here. There's people who are suggesting what we're witnessing here all across the board, and especially and including this topic right here of the BLM, is partial. Okay, thanks. we're witnessing partial, and a very partial, meaning fractional, almost infinitesimally small, fractional, partial disclosure, partial restoration of the Republic, partial fixes and solutions. Once again, I'm with Gary. I'm holding the line. Anything short or anything less, anything short of or less, let me try to make this perfectly legal and lawfully clear. anything short of and or anything less than full and complete closure of the BLM. Call it whatever legal term you want to make up with the attorney prostitutes to shut them down. Then that, but real simple, one sentence: the BLM is hereby. What word would you use? This is fun. What word would we use to get rid of the BLM? And let's come up with what's the best.
Decommission.
Decommission.
Is that how about right abrogated?
Decommission is that. Abrogate means in opposition to or in contradiction to. We want something that would completely liquidate, shut down, close. I don't have my thesaurus in front of me. Any suggestions out
about
there?
Defunct? Oh,
we do have another caller we'll get to soon. Hang on, Sovereign Man. What do you think we should do? What word do you think? I kind of like this. This is a good dream. This is good. A good fantasy. What word would the best word to use to shut the BLM down immediately? How about just that? The BLM is hereby shut down and completely closed. Immediately,
they're fired.
All employees are relieved of duty, whatever word you want to use, whatever military word, decommissioned, fire them with honor. I don't care what you do. Kick them out. Get rid of them. Put them out to pasture. This is a disgusting, giant, massive leech.
Terminate them.
Loving it. Yes, you're terminated. I love it. Okay, yeah, I can't stand Arnold Schwarzenegger, but we get the point there. Definitely terminated is a good word in this case. Let's terminate the BM. And that anything less than that is not an option. I'm with Gary. You're going to get the same garbage happening again. You cannot fix this. Look, if the purpose of government is to protect life, liberty, and pick your third word, whether it's happiness or property, I like property way better. That would have solved a lot of problems. Life, liberty, and property, or life, liberty, and gay happiness, however you define that. Thanks, Jefferson, jackass. We screwed us all of our houses and our farms and our lands. You can blame your homeless situation on Thomas Jefferson, people. He changed property to happiness. Stinking retard. I don't know. You know, this whole licking Jefferson's boots is insane. Because when you see what he actually did, it's like Reagan. They talk a good game, and then they do something here and stick the knife in your back. But, anything less than a full shutdown of the BLM is not satisfactory. You can't fix it. Is anybody in a position of power talking about shutting it down? And do I hear music? Mike, if I do, turn it up. Yep, I do. That's much better. Beautiful. That's it. Crank it up. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Buddy Rich. Hear my voice where you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star. Come back to me. Catch a plane, catch a breeze. On your hands, on your knees. Swim or fly, only please come back to me. On a mule in a jet, with your hair in a net or a towel wringing wet, I don't care. This is where you should be. From the hills, from the shore, ride the wind to my door. Turn highway to dust, break the law if you must. Move the world only just. Come back to me. Come back to me. Come back to me. Yeah. Have you gone to the moon or the corner saloon and to rock and to room, mademoiselle? Where in hell can you be?
Where welcome back, my friends. I'll tell you where you could be. You could be right here on the RBN Network with Eric the Freedom Screamer and Gary and Chris. And if you've lost your farm, your house, you could thank Thomas Jefferson for that. The jackass changed the word property to happiness. And we were from there, we were basically up and screwed. You combine that with the Judiciary Act rammed through the Senate by Freemason Oliver Ellsworth in 1789, and it didn't take much after that to ruin the whole republic. Anyway, with that great news, we're going to go to Sovereign Man. Hopefully he has some better news for us. Sovereign Man, how are you tonight, buddy? I appreciate all the work you're doing over at freedomscreamradio.chattango.com. Go ahead, Sovereign Man.
Yeah, I'm curious, Gary. Have you tried diatomaceous earth on your aphid problem?
Yes, we have.
And it wasn't able to ameliorate the problem?
It does work, but heavy dews in Michigan and rain, you're constantly putting it on. It's a great product. We used it every day. Every animal on our farm had DE, we called it. They had digestive earth, for the parasites. That was part of their total diet. And we did use it on potato bugs and for potatoes. We tried all kinds of remedies that we could come up with. I sure appreciate you bringing that up, because if you have a real small garden, it's a real great tool to have.
And there is food-grade dye to make this earth, and you can take it internally, and it'll kill parasites.
Exactly.
Yeah, it won't hurt you. I was doing some research into the creation of the BLM, and it's through executive fiat, through the agency. It's actually two departments that were merged into the BLM.
Like, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, like, what is this? A morphotization of an agency that took two bureaus and merged into an agency.
It was under Truman.
Yeah. So,
I don't remember. I wasn't alive during Truman, but I remember that. Yeah,
I wasn't either. Yeah. And actually, I have to give you kudos on the Republic only stood for about 10 years. I like to say 11 years, but...
Yeah, 10, 11, maybe 12. Gosh, I don't think we even had even close to 20 years of a real republic here. Once again, it was short-lived because too many bad apples were in the pot in the early days, and the prime example I use is George Clinton. And I'm not talking about the King of Funk. I'm talking about there's two. When I was looking through the dictionary and saw the word Clinton, and I figured, mm-hmm. Well, gosh, maybe Bill and Hillary Clinton made the dictionary. It wouldn't surprise me. They're kind of popular figures. And I looked, and there was no Bill or Hillary, but there was five other Clintons that go back to the days of the Revolutionary War. Two of them are named George Clinton. One of them's a British admiral, and the other one was the vice president under James Madison, the first governor of New York after it became a state from a colony. And what else was he? He was also the best friend of George Washington, personal, very close. Okay. So these guys have the same name. They're alive at the same time. They're both got to have British descent because that's where all the people from here came from. They got to be related, I'm saying. So I did a little research and made a few calls, and, you know, I almost, not quite, I almost foolishly believed the liar. I got to know they were, let me be kind. I hope they were just mistaken and not lying to me, but I usually got to know better. It was the head research librarian. Well, let me get back to you on this. Hold on. Can you hold there, Sovereign Man? I hear a little more music. We're going to take a bottom of the hour break. It'll be brief. Support the sponsors of this broadcast, people, if you want this network and this broadcast to stay up and running. We'll be right back after this break on the RBN Network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you, never your heart forget out. When you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine, and it's cool and the ointment sweet, for the fire in your head. Close your eyes and relax, think of nothing tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Come on, the fine ointment, brand new and expensive. Could have been saved for the poor. Why has it been wasted? We could have raised maybe 300 silver pieces or more. People who are hungry.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. This is really funny what just happened. I'm going to share this with the listeners, all right? I'm sitting here waiting for the broadcast to come back. I'm listening to the music. I let it go a little long because, you know, the music that's spinning, I kind of pick it out because it's some of my more favorite stuff. I know the Jesus Christ Superstar rock opera is totally cheesy, especially the new ones are god-awful horrible. It's Sodom and Gomorrah, but the soundtrack is killer. It's really good music, and that's Yvonne Ellman. She was great. So anyway, while it's playing and he's saying, put on your fine ointments, brand new and expensive, I'm looking here at the Pruitt's Tree Resin that my friend Dave there sent me from Pruitt's Tree Resin, so I'm going to give him another plug and encourage people to go there. Spend your money on something quality that's really going to help your health. This stuff is amazing for anything to do with it. Burns, I'm just going to read the label here. For wounds, infections, burns, and all skin conditions. Most powerful blend of resins, ancient tree resin. And this is their resin is all graded. It's the best stuff. It's been in the family. This business has been going for four generations. And I want to give it a really good kind of another kickstart. People use this all around the country. It's very popular for use on horses. And like I said, I used it on my dog, my little dog Pokey here. Had a little, maybe the size of a pea, a little growth on his back. I got him, you know, picked him up. He was kind of a you know, in rough shape when you got him, kind of a, you know, a dog that was about to go to the animal shelter because he was not in a very good home. So I took him in. He had, you know, certain little issues. This one that persisted was a little growth on his back, and it's going away now that I'm using Pruitt's tree resin. So people go there and support a great family. These are patriots. Spend your money on the movement. You know, I'll tell you how to, if people want to just donate, they can, but just so you can get something for your money. And it helps this broadcast specifically, because I know these people, they're top-notch. All right, so please, people, when the broadcast is over, go to PruittsTreeResin.com, P-R-U-I-T-T-S. So back to the two George Clintons real quick, and then I'm going to let Sovereign Man wrap up his thoughts. Broadcast, we've still got 20 minutes left. So as I was researching these two George Clintons, who were both alive at the same time, one of them on the American side of the Revolutionary War, the other one a British admiral. Now, the British admiral was the colonial administrator for all the colonies. He was the governor of New York before, while it was, you know, while it was under British rule. So he was the guy burning the houses down, taking the guns, beating people to death for not taking the permits for preaching. I mean, on and on and on. He was the king and a highest member of the British admiralty. Right there in with the head chief enforcement agent for the Crown of England and the Church of England. So, anyway, so I'm like, these guys got to be related. So I called, and two very interesting, the chief research librarian at a major New York library, as well as the Sons of the American Revolution, both assured me that they were, these two George Clintons were not related. Well, that's not true. And it turns out they are related. And the younger George Clinton got the start from his distant cousin, the British admiral, at the law office in the county clerk's, in the legal department at the county clerk's office in Ulster, New York, U-L-S-T-E-R. And that's where he got it, the younger George Clinton, who went on, who's right there, kind of split off from his British admiralty. Got, where did he go? Right into the legal department of the local county that he lived in, take that over first, buy local, fix local, they knew how to conquer, and then go off and befriend George Washington and talk like Ronald Reagan and become the first governor of New York. When it was a state, so get this, people, there was a George Clinton who was the governor of New York, British admiral, New York, the colony, under British rule. And then after the Revolutionary War, there was another man named, the same name, George Clinton, a relative of the British admiral, who became governor of New York, the state. So George Clinton was our New York State's first governor. His son, DeWitt Clinton, went on to be governor twice. For almost 100 years, there was a Clinton as governor of New York. British admiralty, or American Revolutionary, George Washington's best friend, vice president under James Madison. The vice president of the United States of America under James Madison, and he split off from his British admiralty father to infiltrate this republic and became very close with George Washington. Apparently they traveled together, they fought together. I mean, he appeared to be one of us, but was he really? My contention is absolutely not. Ultimately, he was sent here to as an infiltrator. Of course, as an infiltrator, you're going to have to, you know, do certain things that make you look patriotic. You're going to have to say, oh, I'm with the freedom movement. Oh, government is the problem, not the solution. Oh, boy, I'm going to get killed for giving you this information. They're going to say all kinds of things to give themselves credibility. I hate Donald Trump, you know, or whatever. You know, it's that type of thing. People can say things to steer people certain ways, and I can see where this is going with the back, circle back to the BLM. So the two George Clintons were related. But to circle back to the BLM, it has no legitimate constitutional or lawful standing. I don't care if it's been legalized by a corrupt Congress or not. We're under no obligation. I mean, we're talking life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. You want to get back to the founding fathers. You want to talk Constitution. You want to talk original documents. Let's get back to John Locke. Do private life, liberty, and the pursuit of property, or even if you want to say happiness, hey, that includes my private property too. There, it's happy to own that. So let's loop either one, either word, same. But bottom line, Gary said it best: get rid of it. Anything less than a full shutting down of the BLM is not satisfactory. I'm not looking. And look, I'm trying to be nice here. Please, people, just shut down the BLM, or say that you want the BLM to be shut down. Lie to us.
That would be better than what's going on. That would be better than what's, I'd rather have that than what's going on, which is people aren't saying we're going to shut it down. We're going to go to Congress. They're going to fix it. We're going to get there. We're going to go to Secretary Spanky, and he's going to clean up the mess, and everything's going to work out. I don't hear people, and I'm not looking for perfection, and I'm not being cruel and harsh, and I'm not doing fighting or infighting or divisiveness. There's just only one truth in this, and it is only this. The BLM must go. It's got to go. BLM must go. Bye-bye, BLM. Bye long, farewell, au revoir, Peter Sain. Bye-bye. Get rid of it yesterday. And if people aren't talking like that, we're not talking. I don't want to hear that we're going to get, go through the same channels that we have been going through for the past 80 years, getting screwed by our incorporated government that wants to do anything it can to keep these agencies up and running. And that's what's going to happen if we're not talking about shutting them down. It's one or the other. These people cannot have it both ways. You cannot have your BLM and eat it too. Oh, boy. Let's not go there. Anyway, back to you. Sovereign Man, any final thoughts? And I appreciate what you're doing, setting up over. Hey, by the way, people, go follow us. And Sovereign Man gets credit for this, full credit. I had nothing to do with it. He did it all. FreedomScreamRadio.chattango.com. And you can follow the broadcast there. You can have discussion there. You can post things if it's reasonably on topic. Don't get too far out there, people. So far, it looks awesome. You've done a great job. Once again, that's freedomscreamradio.chattango.com. And Chat Tango is spelled C-H-A-T as in Thomas, A-N-G-O, one T, Chat Tango, the chat forum. I love what you're doing there. I wanted to remind people that we have also, if you're into Bitcoin, go to that Freedom Scream Radio, and there's a link to a site where you can buy Bitcoins, and we get a little teeny little commission for the broadcast for you buying Bitcoin if this is what you're into. And I actually suggest people have a little bit of it. I would put all your assets in Bitcoin. I would not sell your house to get Bitcoin right now, but I would think it would be some of the tools to have in your box, so to speak, and then all kinds of other hard assets like silver, gold, and bullets and everything we love it so much. So, but if you're going to buy Bitcoins and you're into doing that, buy them through our site, and I think it's a Sovereign Man, if I'm not mistaken. Daniel posted that up at Freedom Scream Radio over at chattango.com, .chattango.com. So people, buy your Bitcoin there, and apparently there's even an investment thing where you can buy $100 worth of the Bitcoin, have a BitConnect service, loan it out, and pay you interest on your Bitcoin just for leaving it in there, and you can pull your money out at any time, and it does not seem to be a scam to me. Seems to be an interesting way to use the tools that are up there to make money. No one's getting hurt. If nobody's stupid enough to sink every penny they have into it, okay, as much as I'd love people to go there and buy a lot of Bitcoin using our link as the service, you know, to do it, I don't want to see people doing foolish things and going overboard. I want what's best for my listeners, ultimately. And if you're going to do Bitcoin, hey, help support this broadcast. I'm trying to take it to the next level of bringing in some nice, interesting guests, and more research done, which takes time to bring certain things out. And I want to get back into neural law if we have time tonight, but I'm not sure if we will, so I might wait till tomorrow. But anyway, Sovereign Man, back to you to close out, and then we got about 15 minutes left. Go ahead, Sovereign Man, but take your time. You earned it.
Yeah, well, I believe that BLM needs to be abolished. On the wiki for BLM, it says that the BLM owns the land. I thought that it was the people's land. You know, that we abolish the BLM and give the land back to their respective states.
And then one final step there, Sovereign Man, let me get one final step there. And then the state gives it back to the people in some way, making it accessible in something other than, you know, a state park versus a federal park. Those aren't much different from each other. Sometimes the state people are worse. So, you know, the final step has to be it needs to cycle back to the actual people. The government is a corporation. Yeah, the government's claiming it's the people. We're the people. The government's the government, and they're leeching off us. So who's really got standing? We do, and that land should come back to us. I agree.
I also want to interject. Prewitt's tree resin is where good health and healing comes naturally. That's the tagline. And The site is themiraclesalve.com.
Great.
So, there you go.
The miracle, the, is there a the or is it just miracle?
It is themiraclesalve.com.
Themiraclesalve.com. So you could go there as well, people. Sovereign Man, thank you for everything you're doing over there. I appreciate all the work you put in. I got to say this, because I went there, I finally had some time to go there because my work was, construction is pretty much outside and stopped for the year. Mm-hmm. A little more time to research now. I do rely on donations and support, so people, please support this broadcast as well as the network. And I'll continue bringing you interesting information if you find it valuable. I want to know, I finally had some time to go to Freedom Scream Radio and surf around. For the amount of time, short amount of time that has been up there, which is just a couple of months, if that, it's got more per minute bad material than any website I've ever seen. There's all kinds of cool stuff up there. I could sit there and go through, it would take weeks to go watch all the documentaries you have posted, look at all the links, check out all the information. It's awesome, and I appreciate that very much because it keeps everything alive with the Freedom Scream Radio. It allows me to cover for Tom when he's not here. Tom will come back someday, probably full-time, and he might want to scoop me off down the road. That's fine. If he wants to keep me around doing the second hour, that's great. I'm totally leaving it up to Tom. I want to make it nice and easy on Tom. He's suffered greatly in this, and this is my tithe. I'm trying to, obviously I do have to have some type of funding, and that does, the people who donated to me last year, you're the only reason I'm here this year. No joke. And so I'll give out, if people want to donate to Eric the Freedom Screamer, just go to courtroomwatch.org or .com. And if you scroll down, I don't know, maybe a dozen posts, you'll see something that says political activist Eric Jones needs your help. And you can read it, you can donate, you can click, you can use a PayPal. And I appreciate the help that people do give, and I do get occasional donations. It would be nice to keep that coming so I can continue to do this, continue to focus on what I'm doing here instead of other stuff. And all help is appreciated. And by shopping at Pruitt's Tree Resin helps because he helps me out, and he's helped out Lori, and he's a great sponsor of this broadcast. So I appreciate everything there. Sovereign Man, any final thoughts, anything people should know about what do you think's going on or anything specifically about the Freedom Scream Radio deal? Just nice work over there, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's not a big deal to me. I want to also let you know that Tom has a chat room. It's resurrecttherepublic.chattango.com.
Thank you for resurrectherepublic.chattango. So people, if you want to, you follow us there too. Let's promote Tom as well. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you for
and
doing
Tom's
that.
On, I'm
that.
Dropping, we're dropping links in there. All the links for like what's going on out at the Bundy Ranch, with, the videos that have surfaced with, the representative from Washington, and the PDFs are all there. They're also available on RBN's website too. There are links there and articles about that too.
Oh, beautiful. Wow, that's great. So now that you reminded me of that, I think Daniel wants to give you the ability to post up at the Courtroom Watch website, because that would be great. Let's get some stuff up over there if you'd like to. Do you have email?
I do, but
have you emailed me before?
I think I have.
Yeah, and so I remember.
The board op has my Skype too. If you do Skype.
I'm not doing the Skype yet. I'm not close enough to internet service. I'm kind of doing everything over the phone right now, low tech and low budget, so it's kind of the deal. But if you, what we can do is I'm going to send you an email back through one of the emails you sent to me. I'm going to give you some information to get a hold of Daniel so we can post, add Courtroom Watch to the, and he's got a couple other websites as well.
Sure.
Some of them are doing real well.
I'll send the recent one.
Beautiful.
All right.
Wonderful.
Blessings
great.
To you. I pray a hedge of protection around you, Chris and Gary, everybody involved. We're heading in for some very interesting times, and we gotta hold each other up in prayer, man. I mean, God bless Tom. he made it through. And, you know, I'm not here to judge him making a plea deal or whatever. You know, at least he's somewhat free, you know. And hopefully one day we'll all be free.
Yes, sir. That'll be a beautiful day. Yep, and Tom's got a short stay in the witch's halfway house. I mean, what an absurdity. Like, Tom needs to be in some kind of... I mean, they're trying to make people like Tom who are perfectly... I mean, not only, but, you know, just use the word perfectly normal, so to speak, for lack of a better word, but above, way above average to be doing the broadcast, put this whole thing together, be able to survive through the whole prison thing, and come back, you know, like, didn't miss a beat, as far as I'm concerned. That's a miracle, and it's beautiful to see him out. Whatever, I don't care. Plea, no plea, it doesn't matter. You do, look, the Nazis did this. Sign this piece of paper if you want to get out of the witch's prison. You know, okay, sign a piece of paper. Cross your fingers behind your back. God's not going to hold it against you. When you get out, you sign a you fill out what's called a declaration of retraction, and you officially announce that you are under torture and duress and a state of emotional distress. That's the legal term. And you put it right back in the witch, and you say, I'm guilty of nothing. And then and that's if you, I would not recommend, Tom, don't do that, at least not yet. You don't do it while you're still in. You don't do it while he's still got the witch's claws into you in a halfway house, obviously. But it's an option. And I know Tom has announced, you know, that he's not guilty. And he's right. He's not guilty of anything. But, you know, you want to kind of keep that cool until the whole thing's behind you before you start retracting. And that's option. I'm not suggesting that people do that. That it can be done if people choose to do so. But I sometimes leave well enough alone. The fewer documents you can file, the better. Everything you do opens you up to action of different sorts that you may not see around the next corner, blindsided by witches' maneuvers. Every word that you put in a document is a loophole for them and a trap for you, meaning that all of us people, common law people who are trying to, you know, document ourselves through, you know, into our freedom, it's got to, I agree, you got to file the paperwork. But keep it simple. I'm begging you, people, keep it simple, simple, simple. Keep your actions against the enemy simple. The guys in Colorado got, you know, really screwed over hard. It's wrong what's happening to them, you know, just for filing liens against local officials. But the witches are going to turn that into a case for, you know, terroristic activity and stuff. We all know it's not. It's lawful liens. But they're going to make it out to be something else. And if they scare Mr. and Mrs. Sheeple enough, the stupid Sheeple jury who knows nothing about jury nullification, they do anything, including convict innocent people. Once again, circle right back, witches court, solution, jury nullification. Get yourself, you got some time over the holidays, people, we got any new listeners, go to courtroomwatch.com. That's courtroomwatch.com. Courtroom, like where the witches go and do admiralty law and screw you over. And then courtroom watch, W-A-T-C-H, courtroomwatch.org or .com, either one, and they'll both get you there. And download those jury nullification flyers. Download one, make 100 copies, or download 100. I don't care how you do it, but get them out there. It may save you when you have to go up in front of the witch's court and your neighbors and friends know that they have not only a right, but a duty. They must judge the law, the fairness of the law. If the law stinks, it doesn't matter if a bunch of attorney prostitutes in Albany or New York passed a statute, it's irrelevant. I know the witches' court makes a lot of money on this, the bogus, unlawful admiralty, UCC contract law statutory thing, but, you know, bonded cases, all of them, they get a fortune, but sorry, it's not appropriate. This republic, we're going to fight for it as best we can without violence, you know, as best you can. If you got to make a stand, you make a stand. But, and that's why the Bundy thing was such a miracle. They got their cattle back. They put the feds back in their hole, in that fiery pit that they crawled out of. And the Bundys took the high ground and got their cattle back. Not a shot fired, not a man or a woman or animal injured except for the Bundys' cattle that was killed. The only injury and the only terroristic activity was on the part of the government with its assassination list. And the snipers that were there, you know, any quote-unquote militia people with were only in response to the government snipers that were there first. So it was only responsive, it was only reactive, it was very nonviolent. And that's why they hate it. The witch's court hates it so much out there with the Wicked Witch of the West, Gloria Huichacho Navarro, it hates the Bundys so much because they're the perfect example of how to resist tyranny. Just a perfect example, and we salute them. Gosh, we're up against the top of the hour. We got no time to do some other stuff, but I want to thank Gary for being with us. We got about a minute or two left. I want to thank Sovereign Man. Appreciate everything you're doing over at Freedom Scream Radio. It's really cool. There's some interesting stuff there. You can one-stop shopping. You can go there and find just about anything. There's Bundy information. There's common law stuff. There's court stuff. There's history. There's everything. And hopefully this Friday I'm going to have a special guest on, so people look forward to that. It'll blow your mind. I really like the work this person does, so I can't say enough about him. And I think it'll be an interesting broadcast. It's going to be all him. It's going to be not much me. So I think you'll get a good bit of information before the week is over. And we appreciate that from people. So, Chris, any final closing thoughts that you had on the Bundy thing? Have you seen anything out in Las Vegas? They're not in court again until the 20th or something like that. Isn't that correct, is according to John Lamb?
20th is tomorrow, so we're all waiting with bated breath. I was looking at some Bundy stuff online before we came on. Nothing officially new except the Matt Shea, the expose of the hit list, the X's on the faces to high-value targets that the BLM deemed and the B are ready to murder them if I drop a hat, just like that monster did down in Arizona to Daniel Schaefer, that poor scared kid that was so scared he couldn't respond fast enough, so that maniac murdered him in cold blood when he had nothing but his spray wand for killing bugs.
Horrible. Yeah, that's... It's ungodly what's going on. And, well, so the 20th is tomorrow already. So, okay, court returns tomorrow. We'll be back with Bundy updates tomorrow night and forward. Hopefully John Lamb will have a few minutes to come on and give us his words of wisdom from the watchman on the wall himself, John Lamb. So we appreciate his presence. We'll try to get him tomorrow. Chris, Gary, thanks a lot. Sovereign Man, thanks. We appreciate the callers tonight. Thanks, Dave, for calling in. And thank you, Mike, on the board. I appreciate everything you do, keeping this whole thing together. And I also want to thank Mike Herzog, Tom LaGuevara, of course, because this is his broadcast called Redford Republic on the Republic Broadcasting Network, owned by John Stat Miller. Thank you, John, and everybody. Appreciate you listening. Join us tomorrow night. Once again, we'll be back. Not sure who will be here. It could be Tom, it could be Lori, it could be Eric, door number one, number two, or number three. We'll see tomorrow on the RBN Network.